This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. The Union Cabinet has approved the restructuring of Prime Minister Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi, PM Swanidhi scheme. The Cabinet also gave approval for extension of the lending period beyond the 31st of December 2024. The lending period has now been extended until the 31st of March 2030. The total outlay for the scheme is 7,332 crore rupees. The Cabinet has approved the proposal of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports for submission of bid for the Commonwealth Games 2030. It also gave its approval to sign the host collaboration agreement along with the required guarantees from concerned ministries, departments and authorities and sanction of required grant in aid to the Gujarat government in case the bid gets accepted. An official release said Ahmedabad is an ideal host city offering world-class stadiums, cutting-edge training facilities and a passionate sporting culture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Japan this evening to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's 8th visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also discuss issues of regional and global importance. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China from 31st of August to 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh termed the US decision to impose 50% tariff on Indian imports as unjustified, unreasonable and unfair. Replying to a media query on the issue, on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Mr. Singh stressed that the economy is strong enough and the government will not let the country suffer.
Our economy is very strong. We will definitely not let our country suffer. We are taking appropriate steps that it does not harm our economy. The world is always changing. The political climate, the investment climate, it always changes. And we are well prepared to meet up with any eventuality. Our economy is growing, it's strong, resilient, and we will match and meet these upcoming challenges.
Incessant rainfall over the past few days has caused widespread destruction across Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab. In Jammu and Kashmir, though the intensity of rainfall has eased across Jammu division, all districts continue to receive showers. The downpour triggered flash floods and landslides, claiming several lives and leaving several others injured. The telecom department has activated intra-circle roaming across the Union Territory to ensure connectivity, while the railways has partially restored operations, resuming two train services so far. Meanwhile, Indian Air Force has launched extensive relief and rescue missions in Jammu region and northern Punjab. The Defence Ministry in a statement said Indian Air Force has deployed helicopter fleet, transport aircraft and other IAF assets for the support of the affected. It also pointed out about the rescue missions done in Akhnoor area of Jammu, Pathankot and Dera Baba Nanak area of Punjab to rescue and safeguard the life of armed personnel. The Ministry said the IAF stands ready to undertake further missions as the situation evolves. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, central Maharashtra and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over the parts of coastal Andhra Pradesh, east Rajasthan, Gujarat region, Himachal Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe, Konkan and Goa today. Indian shooter Anish Bhanwala clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at the ongoing Asian Championship at Shymkent in Kazakhstan. In the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol team event, India settled for silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.